They weren't steamboats. They was, I don't remember what kind of boats they called them. Mm-hmm. But you know, a large boat's a steamboat. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember what they called those little boats, like they carried me out on. I just can't think. What are they called?
They're just separate names. I'm not sure what. I was thinking of rowboat or John boat or something for one of the smaller boats.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know what the names was. I just hadn't never read of it or heard. There are boats pass here, just small boats that go in ponds practically every day. We have ponds on the east side and on the west, and people carry the boats and fish in different ponds, I suppose, what they're for. But I don't know that, but I've just seen the boats in the ponds, and I'm sure that's what it is.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes and say, here, your clothes, here. How'd she say that?
When I brought in my children's clothes, I say, here are your pants, or here's your dress, put it on. If they got large enough that, that I didn't have to dress them.
Mm-hmm. By using the word clothes, you'd say, here's
your dress, or here's your pants, that's what I'd say.
Uh-huh. But if you use the word clothes instead of pants or dress, you might just tell them, here, your clothes.
Yes, yes.
How
do
you say that?
That's what I'd say, here's your clothes.
I was wondering if you said, here's your clothes, or here are your clothes.
I say, here's your clothes. Okay. I wouldn't put the R in it.
Yeah.
Would that be correct to put your R?
You can't say what is correct or not correct. I mean, it's just.
I just would like to know if it was correct.
I mean, I don't know. People just say different things.
Yes, that's right. As people say, speak different ways.
Yeah.
That's right. I know that.
Say if you're having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about such and such a thing, you'd say, "Well, I'm right. I'm right." How would you say that?
Isn't I right?
Okay. And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? And you hadn't gone to the town, you'd say, no,
it was not me.
Okay. And say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
pattern?
Okay. Or she'd take a little square, a little thing cut off the corner, and she'd...
for a sample.
Okay.
Yeah, I've carried samples in a lot of times to get the thread to match, trimming to match, buttons to match, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say, using the word be, have you ever heard people say something like, how be you, or be you going, or anything like that? Older people, maybe? Would they say... does that sound familiar at all?
I can't call to remember that I heard it spoke like that.
Mm-hmm.
Probably did, but I don't call to remember. Most of the time, are you going?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and say that to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
beg your pardon?
To sign your name in ink, you'd use a... what this thing is?
Pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place,
use safety pin.
And soup that you buy usually comes in a can made out of...
Soup. Yes, a tin can.
Okay. And a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Okay. And